In March 2012, David Bedore sat down with Stephen Pidgeon and Shahram Haidian, both running for office in the Washington state primaries. During their conversation, the question, are voter ballots really secret, came up. Join us as Stephen and Shahram interact with David.
You know, one of the freedoms that's protected in the Washington state constitution is the Washington state constitution says that the ballot shall be absolutely secret. Okay? Now, what if I told you that it's not absolutely secret? And it isn't. There's a barcode on that ballot. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you with that barcode, they can match it up to your name and address immediately. And not only the publishers can, but so can the Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. So do you think that the Secretary of State has your voting record in front of him? That's a question for you.
If I understand correctly, that ballot is... there's different policies for different counties, and some counties do serialize those ballots, and they have a way to trace those. And others, the ballots are all identical. Is that right?
The publisher, and I've gone through the publishing facility. I walk through the publishing facility. They'll go unmentioned because they happen to be friends of mine. But I can tell you that they publish all the ballots for the state of California as well in four different languages. So when we walked through there were millions of ballots in the building. And they said, no, because when you run into a problem, you know, suppose you have ballots that need to go out on a particular day and the truck wrecks and all the ballots are destroyed or somebody rains on it or somebody spills something and you have X amount of batch of ballots that are wrong. They can go in name by name, address by address, barcode by barcode, and print them.
So it is traceability. So it's not necessarily
secret. It's absolutely
secret.
Traceable. It's not absolutely secret. Absolutely.
there are steps that are taken and policies that are in place that's meant to protect that. But if somebody was to really want to be able to trace that, they could.
Yeah. And so the question becomes is, do we have protection from voter fraud? Does this system we currently have in place protect us from voter fraud? The answer is no, it doesn't. Absolutely does not. You know, I saw some interesting testimony in front of the U.S. Congress, a guy talking about the machines, some of which are in the state of Washington for counting votes, and how they manipulate those machines to yield results. So you have one machine, you stack the ballots in there, and like a copy machine, and then it counts up the handwritten ballots, and then you get a vote total from that particular machine. Unless the machine's been pre-programmed to give you a vote total. Then it doesn't make any difference what it counts. It counts, and then it yields the vote total that was pre-programmed. Now, how do you verify that? You have to audit that particular batch of that particular machine at that particular time to get it. Mm-hmm. We tried doing that in Spokane to audit a batch. The auditor told us, no, I'm not going to count them, period.
And the auditor can do that.
No, the auditor can't do it, but according to the court, she could. But the auditor just said flat out, I'm not going to count. The statute says that the auditor must count any portion of the ballots as requested. We requested him. She refused.
Not a good sign.
Yeah. So, I mean, but voter fraud, when you're talking about voter fraud, how do you secure an absolutely secret ballot? How about plain generic ballots with no barcode, no name, and you go down to the voting booth and you produce your ID, which is a validly issued ID based upon your social security number and some other piece of ID that indicates you're an American citizen, and then you vote. And then you drop it into a little box that has no possible way of them being able to trace it back to you.
Well, and David, one of the issues that I've addressed in our campaign for governor is the fact that I believe it's egregious that we're the only state in the entire country that you can walk into DOL and get a driver license with a foreign ID and a utility bill. There have been over 400,000 driver licenses issued in the state of Washington without Social Security numbers. And the next thing that usually DOL asks you if you're a first-time person is, would you like to register to vote? Or they can go on Secretary of State's site and register to vote within 5 minutes by simply adding the driver license number. So we need to make sure that we have credibility in our voting. We need to make sure we're tackling illegal immigration, sanctuary policies. But that's one of the aspects of sanctuary, which is, well, we want to make sure everybody has a driver's license. Well, that also means they can vote and also means they can board a plane. Also, you know, so we have a situation of lawlessness, and yet we have the Secretary of State's office, we have those that are running for office right now, Secretary of State position, that are saying, no, everything was cleaned up in 2004. We don't have a problem with the ballots. I mean, that's naivety, and it's just not honesty when you look at the landscape of what we're dealing with these issues.
You have a very good point. If this be a open state where you don't need to show that you are – you don't need to prove that you're an American citizen – and you can vote without really proving your ID, the mail-in, that's a dangerous sign. In fact, that's a magnet for anyone who wants to be able to come here and use those as credentials to go someplace else.
This has been a production of Couve.com.